Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You know, if you haven't considered the impact that longer lifespans, lack of savings, and higher costs have on retirees today, it's time to face the facts. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial for 28 years now. And today on our show, Eric will give his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. Eric, welcome.
Well, thanks, Luann. And obviously, this is a very unique, interesting, kind of crazy time that we're all living through and experiencing here with the COVID-19 and the shelters in place. And, you know, what's happening up with retirement? And, you know, is that going to delay people's retirement? Is the recession that's bound to happen going to really set us back so far that, you know, do you have to extend how long you're going to have to work? Or what's this going to do with your finances? You know, there's a lot of questions that people have right now, and it's really something you should be asking yourself, especially if you're really in that retirement red zone, is what you like to call it, which is about the 5 to 10 year time frame away from when you ideally want to retire. That is the type of people right now that really need to be definitely taking action.
And I know, Eric, you know, it is your goal to help retirees live that lifestyle that they want to live in retirement, one with less fret. So today we're going to discuss some ways to protect a retirement portfolio. First, though, I want to remind everybody that we have a special guest today. It's Dr. Alicia Abarhe, and she is the Associate Professor of Medicine at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. And she'll be talking about geriatrics and what retirees and seniors should be doing at this time. So that'll be very interesting. But Eric, you know, we just read this Forbes article, and it said that more people are going to struggle with making ends meet in retirement because they haven't saved enough, right? And it seems like so many people haven't done that. How much would a recession impact this growing retirement crisis that they say we're in?
Yeah, well, first of all, I totally agree. We're in, you know, a recession, and I actually even set up a website, socialdistancerecession.com. So if somebody wants to see that, that's where we put a lot of our videos and other things that we've been doing for updates is, again, socialdistancerecession.com. But really, with this recession, what's going to happen is obviously the market's already, you know, tanked down a bunch. So it depends on how you were saving your money. If you're putting well spread out, you know, you should have some money that's in foundational income, foundational type of assets, stuff that's guaranteed that can't go away. And then also some money in steady income assets, where assets that pay good dividends and aren't in the volatility of the stock market. Fortunately, most of us are funding really just the 401k is pretty much usually the main savings tool. And that only has stock and bond market assets. So it's all market-based. And of course, those have dropped a bunch. So, you know, I think that's one of the biggest problems right now is if you're planning on retiring and you have it all at risk and all that risk money just dropped a bunch, yeah, it's going to be hard to still retire in that same time frame. So really what you have to do is really go back to your plan, and hopefully you have one, first of all. So it's a lot tougher to, you know, go back to the plan and there's no plan there. You know, imagine you're building that house and you're trying to go back to the drawings. And if there's no drawings, you know, what do you do next? You know, what's the next piece to put on? Or, you know, do you keep building the walls, or did you forget to put plumbing in and wiring and, you know, all those things? So same thing with retirement plans. If you're close and you're wanting to retire and you're worried about, you know, am I going to have enough? Am I going to be able to stay retired? Then you have to have an income plan. And really going back to that income plan is really reassuring right now, because you can see, okay, how big and how awful is this? Or did it hit me that bad or not? And by having an income plan, you know, it's really a way to check in and see, okay, am I on pace or not? You know, if you don't have an income plan, that's really probably something you should be really thinking about setting up, is really doing a plan where it says, okay, how much am I going to need to live on? Not just to subsist, but, you know, also to have a nice retirement. So what is that monthly number that you need after taxes? And then from there, look at your last 12 bank statements, add up all the withdrawals and divide by 12. And that's simply how much money you spent. And so assuming you paid off your credit card with that bank account, you know, it'll include all the credit card spending. And so once you have that number, then what you can do is you can figure out, okay, this is how much I need to live on in retirement. And then how much income sources do I have? You know, like you mentioned, Social Security is still there. So that's one source. Most of us don't have pensions. So then it's really going back to, how much can I get out of this with an increasing withdrawal rate? You want to be able to retire on more money every year because things go up, get more expensive. And so, yeah, once you have that income plan, then it's easy to see, okay, how much did this affect me or how much did this not affect me? So, again, that's one of those things that, here at Heckman Financial, we can actually help you with. It's no cost, no obligation. This is just something we want to give that value out to people and really be able to help you, really know where you're at. And of course, we're doing that virtually now, so we can do it over a phone call or even a Zoom meeting if you want. Really just kind of the phone call is probably the best way just to really find out what's going on. Talk for, 15, 20 minutes and then see if, we can help you set up that plan. Again, no cost, no obligation. So, if that's something you want to take advantage of, text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can go directly online to wealthcreatorradio.com and you can set up the time right then and there.
Eric, according to Forbes, this article we read, in the next recession, and this is based on past recessions, it's saying that older workers will be more likely to lose their jobs and they'll have to rely more on their savings and earlier on their savings. So, that kind of worries me, and I'm sure it worries others when they hear this. So how can we be ready if a recession forces us out of the workforce earlier than we'd planned?
Well, I see this a lot of times. It could be either recession-based or it could also be health-based. Both happen to my clients quite often. And really, lots of times people think, oh, yeah, I'm not going to work. And there's been all these studies that I've seen before where people say they're going to work, longer into a certain age. And then the reality sets in and something like around a quarter of the people actually work as long as they think they're going to be able to work. And so that's one thing you have to be really cautious on. If you think you're going to be working all the way to 70 and you're 55 now or something like that, or if it's a long time away, that might not be the most realistic thing just because of, sad to say it, but there's definitely age discrimination out there. There's a lot of issues that also kind of set you back just compared to, other people out there in the workforce. So that is one of those things that you have to be, really able to pivot, I guess. And, there was things that before the virus that you could do, like Uber or Lyft, right? I had one guy who was a machinist and his machine shop closed and moved out of the area and he didn't want to move. So, he became a Lyft driver and he was doing pretty decent on that. He just needed to make a little extra money to kind of, pay the bills and do some spending. And I had another client who started working at an SAP center for all the Sharks games and all that. And that was a good way for him to make some extra money. And he was thinking he was going to get a job back in sales where he used to be, but just couldn't do it anymore. You being able to work till the age you think you're going to work till isn't always guaranteed. And that's where, your savings really becomes a critical component to your retirement. I mean, if you have a downturn early in your retirement, it can really, really wreck a lot of your savings because you got to spend the money. You don't get to wait till things come back. And so, you definitely need to have a plan. And, that's one of those things where we can actually step in and really help out because our process is called creating the blueprint to worry less wealth. And we really want you to worry less about retirement and less about your money and have more fun and enjoy life more. And so we divide it up into five areas. One is obviously the income plan, which is super critical, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. Again, there's no cost, no obligation for this. If you want us to have a little phone call just to find out what it's about. So again, if you want to take action and really make sure you're protected during this kind of scary time, 800-454-1184. You can call or text VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and we've got a special guest today here. I want to welcome to the show Dr. Alicia Abahe. She's an associate professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and one of her areas of expertise is geriatric medicine. And Dr. Abahe, what's been on your radar the most during this pandemic? Have other outbreaks impacted older patients in the same way this COVID-19 has?
Like many people, I was starting to hear about this in the wintertime, like around December, mm-hmm. and becoming very concerned about what was happening in Asia around this, and thinking about personally whether to start restricting travel and so on and so forth. And then I think it really started to hit me more around like late January, early February, that this was looking to be pretty serious, especially starting to see what was happening in Italy, which still to this day is mind-boggling what we're seeing there. And that is what concerns me now as we start to move into seeing the peak starting to occur or moving towards that peak here in the United States. I was doing a hospital rotation back in the beginning of March, and then it really hit me that we needed to make some major changes in the way we were taking care of patients, both outside in primary care and outpatient care and in the hospital setting. And that's when things really became very clear. And where we as a health system really started taking major action to try to improve things. And I think we're seeing that across the country as well.
How can seniors keep themselves safe?
So what I tell anyone, especially those of my patients who are older, and most of my patients are over 65, many are over 80, is that the best defense against this virus or any other infection is to maintain yourself healthy. So healthy aging is your best defense. And what do I mean by that? Remember, our immune system is what really is at the front lines here and dealing with anything that comes our way. And the way to best improve your immune system is to keep yourself healthy through physical activity of any kind, but even if it's up and down your stairs now that you can't easily get out of your house, or walking around your neighborhood, that could be, but exercise is key. And then I think people really need, this is what I'm advising, really as best they can, need to strive for nutritional excellence. And I don't mean just like, well, let's eat a few more fruits and vegetables. I mean nutritional excellence, which is at least 10 or 12 servings of fruits and vegetables daily, if they can, right? I know that's hard, can be frozen, can be fresh. But really, fruits and vegetables, it's not just like, oh, they're good for you. They're actually critical for your immune system. Vitamin C and other vitamins that are and micronutrients contained in fruits and vegetables. So really thinking about doubling or tripling your fruit and vegetable intake, and that may not even be enough. So I really want to emphasize the need to increase fruits and vegetables. And then to avoid foods that debilitate the immune system. So in particular, foods like eggs and dairy are highly debilitating to the immune system. They're phlegm-producing, they're inflammatory foods. And for people, especially who have chronic illness, these are not foods that provide nutrition in a way that's beneficial to folks who have chronic illness. So I really encourage people staying away from those foods. I know it's a hard time right now to get the foods that you may want, but to the extent that people are able to move towards plant-based foods and especially fruits and vegetables. I also tell people to maintain their hydration. It turns out that dehydration is one of the top five most common reasons why older adults end up in the hospital, just in general. And then viral illnesses dehydrate you because they cause fever. So maintaining hydration. So just like the fruits and vegetables, drink more than you think you need to drink. And it turns out that fruits and vegetables, especially when consumed in their raw form, really help with hydration because they contain a lot of water inside of them. So really maintaining your hydration. And then the final thing on staying healthy is, so that was all the biological and the physical part, but then remember, we've been talking about the social aspect. to make sure they're staying connected, folks are staying connected with their social networks, even if it's in a distanced way through technology or telephones, because that helps. We know that good social connection enhances our resilience and our immune system. So this isn't just about feeling good, though we like that. It literally has a biological benefit.
Some grandparents act as caregivers for their grandchildren. What precautions should they be taking if they're still interacting regularly with those family members?
So I think a couple of things. One is specific to this pandemic, and then the other sort of general good advice. So I'll start with the general. The general good advice for anyone at risk or taking care of someone who's at risk is to take the moment now to prepare an emergency information kit and contingency plans for if they got sick. What do I mean by that? So an emergency information kit are the list of all your health conditions, the medications you take, who your healthcare providers are, and importantly, who your healthcare decision makers are if you're not able to make decisions because you're too sick. So also, if there are preferred hospitals or skilled nursing facilities where if you needed to go, you could go, to have a list of those as well. So I think it's really important for people to always have that updated now, is even more than ever. So that's kind of the more care coordination side of things, because when you don't have that information in an emergency, more mistakes can take place. So specifically for the individuals now, I say if you have to get out there or if you're taking care of somebody who you're worried about might be at risk, I think that you should consider things that may make a lot of sense, like wearing a certain outfit just for work and changing out before coming home. Or if you're caring for someone, wearing a certain outfit like scrubs or something that's easily washable and changing out of those clothes before coming home or as soon as you get home. And then limiting the amount of jewelry that people are wearing that are not essential, because again, that's more stuff that you have to clean. If you have longer hair that you can put up, I would put your hair up and cover it if possible. And then wearing glasses instead of contact lenses, because glasses provide a little bit of an extra shield. It's not 100% obviously, but it decreases the need to like rub your eyes or touch your face and provide somewhat of a barrier. And then keep in your car if you're going out, keep in your car either some disinfecting wipes or just some paper towels with in a spray bottle of cleaning solution so that you can wipe down key surfaces of your car, you know, on the inside, like the steering wheel, et cetera. And once you get home, to kind of just wipe down the area you just walked into. And then if people have access to gloves, to keep those around for when they're in transit. And then as soon as you get home, shower, change if you haven't been able to do that before getting home, and do that before going and seeing people. Now, I just want to be clear that these are recommendations that are sort of general. We don't really have a lot of clear guidance yet as to what we need to really do specific to this virus, because we don't have enough information yet about this virus and how long it sits on surfaces. There are some early studies that are showing that the coronavirus can be detectable maybe even up to 3 hours in the air and definitely on surfaces. So up to 24 hours on cardboard and up to 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel. So what does that mean? It means that even if you do all these things I've just been saying, that you want to make sure you clean and disinfect common surfaces in your home often.
There's a lot of misinformation out there. If you had to boil it down to one or two things, what do you think is absolutely critical for everyone to know and understand right now about this pandemic?
Right. So the first thing, as I mentioned earlier, take this seriously. You know, even if you're pretty healthy and feel like you don't get sick that often, you could still infect someone else and be carrying the virus. So take it seriously and perform these precautions, even if you feel like you're okay. Other point is, you know, this idea about doing like saltwater gargles or other kinds of home remedies. I think it's okay if people want to do those in addition to the things that we're already talking about. I don't want people to think that the home remedies that are out there are cures for this problem. Certainly do them if you think they'll help, but do not let that be a false sense of security for you. I'm a big promoter of natural and alternative medicine options, but I think until we know more about this virus, we don't want to limit ourselves to just those options. And the third thing I would say is to avoid dangerous self-medication. So I would not take any additional medication that isn't something you're already prescribed for. And over-the-counters are especially dangerous for older people. Things like antihistamines are already medications we don't recommend for older adults. and non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which are like our ibuprofens and our naproxens, are fine in short term, but I would not use that long term, nor if you thought you had a viral illness. So those are things I want to make sure are clarified.
Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Abaje. That was great information. And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio with me, Eric Heckman.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters. And you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now, think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. He is president of Heckman Financial. Eric, you always say, you know, the number one thing we have to have in retirement is income. Because when that paycheck stops, you know, we need to generate income from what we have. What are some of our options?
Yeah, well, generating income's the only thing that you should be really focused on, at least initially when you're planning your retirement. Because once that paycheck stops, yeah, you got to have money coming in the door. Just money in the bank doesn't help as much as that money coming in. And so, yeah, really what you want to be doing is looking at how do you start generating money coming back to you. And it can't be just blindly, oh, here, I'm going to sell a bunch of, you know, shares of my mutual funds in my 401k. Well, how would have that gone in the last month or two, right? Yeah, that'd be pretty ugly depending on which day you got. And especially in March, where we had the most volatility of almost any month ever. March had two of the best days ever and two of the worst days ever in the stock market, all in the same month. So which day did you sell? Right. So that's pretty tough and kind of scary if you're basing your retirement on what's the luck of the draw in terms of when you sold and when you didn't sell. So, yeah, really what you want to do is look at how do you get some stable, steady income above and beyond just Social Security check, of course. And, you know, there are some great products that can do that. I mean, there's products that are, you know, protected. The principal is protected. You cannot lose your money in them. They actually can index often with the stock market, so they can go up when the market goes up, but they don't go down when the market goes down. So I really use them as a bond alternative. And of course, with the bond rates and interest rates going under 1% again, the bonds are going to be a horrible place going forward to really, you know, invest a lot of money just because of they're not going to give you much yield. And so this would be one way to have some guaranteed income, have some money paying out. And a lot of those products actually have guaranteed income for life where you can turn on a income feature and it'll keep paying you. Even if your account runs out of money, it'll keep sending that check to you. So, you know, that's one of those things where you really want to do some investigation. You want to really see, you know, how good is that insurance company? What's the good and bad? What's all the little hidden things that you need to look at? But, you know, that's one way to have some foundational money that's going to be there forever and can't go away. The other type of money that we like to use a lot is steady income money. And these are usually tied to either maybe mortgages or real estate or some other investment. And they're typically not traded daily in the stock market. So they're not going up and down with the stock market. So, you know, you don't have that volatility, but they pay typically 5 to 6%. And if, you know, and sometimes even more than that. And so if they're paying that income and they're paying that ideally monthly, then, you know, you got some cash flow coming in the door. And really, yeah, that's what you want to be shifting to 5-10 years out before retirement. Right now is a really good time to be making some changes to protect that money, to make sure it stays there. Because this could go a lot bigger and a lot worse as things extend on. So, you know, that this is really a good time to be making some changes and really understanding how am I going to get that income and what does that income look like? And, you know, that's probably one of the most critical things to be asking yourself if you're close to retiring.
Now, income is one thing, but as we're, you know, pulling income out, I know we have to worry about the impact that taxes can have on our retirement savings. So how much of an impact would you say they would have?
Well, taxes are so much more complicated in retirement. I always tell people that, and they never understand until they actually get to retirement, and then they start really understanding. And the reason why is you get to create your income. So when you're working, yeah, you get that W-2 at the end of the year, and well, I'd say around tax time, which I don't know if this is tax time anymore. So since tax time got moved by 3 months, but definitely if you're getting a refund, you should still get that refund and, you know, do your taxes right away. But, you know, really what's happened with taxes work in retirement is you got different buckets of money. So you've got your, you know, your 401k IRA money, that's all pre-tax stuff. So that means it's 100% taxable, horrible, horrible money to withdraw at retirement. And then you've got regular money in the bank or regular investments. Those aren't taxed unless you have some gains and such. And then maybe hopefully you've got some money in Roth IRA. And the Roth IRAs, you know, those you can touch anytime tax-free once you're over 59 and a half. So, you know, what happens is depending on which buckets of money you take money out from, it's going to really change how you're taxed. And so that's one of those big things that people really need to be paying attention to and really focusing on, because it's not something you can do in April for the previous year because you already took the money out. Once you take that money out, there's nothing you can do tax-wise. It's already due. So really what you want to be thinking about is kind of going backward there and saying, okay, you know, ideally at the beginning of the year, if you're retired, how am I going to take this money and what's it going to look like tax-wise? And that can sometimes even avoid tax on Social Security. There's lots of different things you can do if you structure things right. And so, you know, that's probably one of the biggest keys in retirement is really understanding taxes. And right now, I mean, you could be doing Roth conversions. If you've got, you know, an account that's dropped a bunch, this may be one of the best times ever to switch to a Roth IRA. You can do that conversion. Yeah, you'll have to pay the tax, but now that money is, if it's dropped 20-30% this year and you convert it and it jumps back up in a year or two, now that 20-30% gains on the tax-free side of the world. And so that's a great, great time to be doing those conversions. So something to definitely be thinking about and something to really be focusing is on taxes and really how does taxes affect your retirement and, you know, what should you be doing? So, you know, we actually have a report called Tax Strategies for Retirement, and it's something we can send you. There's, you know, no cost, no obligation. We just email it to you. If you want to just text us for the link, all you have to do is text the word tax, T-A-X, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online into wealthcreatorradio.com and request it right there.
You look at a lot of different things. So why don't you walk us through again the different steps of your retirement income planning process?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, one of the things that I'm actually kind of amazed at is some of the other advisors that, you know, that are around here. Some of these people have never actually advised a client through a downturn. So, you know, one of the reasons I built my planning process was because after the dot-com crash, I realized how there was a lot of fallacies. There's a lot of inconsistencies on how people were planning. And the crazy part is, you know, I was talking to somebody recently who was listening to our show and called in, and they're meeting with this other firm out of Campbell and Morgan Hill. And these people got licensed in 2010 for, the firm's been around for, I think, 30 years, but they've only, you know, they got licensed for securities in 2010, I believe it was, or 11. And so they've never actually, you know, helped anybody through a bear market. And so, yeah, the reason why we set up our plan the way it is because of with those bear markets. And I saw that with my own parents when they went through the dot-com crash and then they ended up both retiring because of they'd been laid off. And what happened was we had to figure out what's the best way to get that money, make sure it's safe, make sure they can last throughout their retirement. The way we do it is we build up that income plan, make sure that money's going to last for the rest of your life, or if not, at least know what age that is. And is it 75 or 95? Obviously, you know, a big difference between the two. And then look at, you know, the investments. How much risk is there? Do they have foundational assets? Do they have steady income money? Not just all market money. That's one of the biggest problems that people have. And of course, with a 10-year run in the market, people, I think, have way too much money in the market already. And then look at the taxes. How are the taxes going to affect you throughout retirement? Healthcare issues. Are you going to try to retire before 65? And how are you going to afford to pay for, you know, medical before then? And then how are you going to pay for long-term care costs? You don't want to have normal long-term care insurance. So there are some other options out there. And then lastly, legacy. You know, who's going to get your assets? Are they set up the right way? Are your accounts in the right order? I run into so many people who have a trust set up and then they have nothing almost in the trust and they have so many accounts missing. And so really what you want to do is have all that kind of combined. And once we have that blueprint, we have that blueprint to worry less wealth. We know things are taken care of. We know we're not going to have to worry about this issue or that issue. And we know it's going to survive through these downturns. I mean, you know, for my clients, it's already been proven to work. There's, of course, in the market, money's taken a hit, but the rest of it hasn't. On an overall basis, it's been able to help them a lot. So again, if that's something you want us to help you with, again, there's no cost, no fee for setting this up. So again, the phone number here, you can either text the word visit or just call and leave us a message. It's 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and book right there.
The long-term effects of the coronavirus are unknown, but the short-term effects for the stock market included record single-day and single-week losses. How is this health scare affecting your retirement savings? Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services now. Eric and his team have seen market fluctuations before. Schedule a visit and work with them to create a plan designed to help reduce the risk to your retirement savings from the latest health scares and other market events that could impact your savings. Don't wait. Call for a complimentary online visit or virtual meeting right now. 800-224-2489. You don't know if the market will lose 1,000 points tomorrow. You only know that you don't want your retirement savings to feel more effects from the coronavirus or other volatile events. Get your retirement plan checkup today. Call Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. 800-224-2489. Don't wait. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial, and I'm here with my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown Ross. So she's our reverse mortgage guru, which is, we don't normally call the regular ones forward mortgages. So what's right. The difference exactly?
The difference is with a traditional mortgage or forward, it is called forward in the banking circles, you make a payment. So when you're making that payment, a lot of it is interest. It goes to the interest part, and some of it goes to the principal. Right. And so your balance declines. With a reverse mortgage, you don't have to make a payment. So your whatever you start with is going to be accruing interest that would be due at the end when either you sell the house or you pass it to your family, your heirs, whoever that might be. Couldn't be that it isn't family, but so they have the option to say, we're going to keep this house. So they would get the payoff. Okay, we owe this much money. Come up with it with a regular mortgage, unless they were 62. I did have one child that was over 62.
Quote child, right?
Child, yes, adult child. And the mother had, he was living with the mother. She had the reverse. So when she passed, he got the reverse to pay off hers. And kept the house. So, Wow. Yeah, that was...
Kept the property, kept it all. Didn't have to pay any more property tax, have to pay any transfer tax, no capital gains tax.
Yeah, had he been under 62, we wouldn't have been able to do that. Yeah. But he was, I think he was 70 because she was in her 90s.
Wow.
And so he just said, can we do this? And it so happened that it paid it off and he got to stay in that house. It's really a wonderful program for lots of people. You have a spouse that passes, you know, you've got old elderly people living on Social Security, and one passes, you get to keep the bigger Social Security, but you're still, if you've got a house payment, that's a tough nut to crack when you're not working.
Yeah.
No income.
The biggest part I think people don't really always pay attention to is, say your mortgage payment's $2,500, right? So that's $30,000 a year.
Right.
Now, part of that interest might be deductible, but under the new tax law, it might not, because you may not have enough to actually itemize for a lot of people. And so then you're taking out how much to pay that 30. Maybe you're going to take out 40, 45,000 out of your IRAs to pay that 30. And so a lot of times people don't add in that extra cost of how much does it cost you to net that money. And so, yeah, if you don't have to do all these huge withdrawals anymore, get all this money tax-free. The craziest thing I see is a lot of people just not doing fun stuff.
That's right? Because they can't afford it.
Yeah, they say they can't afford it. They're living in a, you know, crazy, you know, $1.5 or $2 million house around here with, you know, $1 million of equity or more, right? And so all this money sitting there. They say they have no cash or no money because
and
all
can't
the
get
house.
It and yeah. can't get it because it's hard for seniors to get up at the bank. I mean, they want your stated income. I mean, I had a fellow that he had like $2 million with the bank, and he couldn't get any money on it because he couldn't produce. He was 89, but they went, no, we're not doing it. And so the wow. poor guy needed money. And the best part of my job is I get these calls from my clients when it's done. You saved my life. I needed this money and I had no way to access anything. And now I can live my life and not worry the rest of my life. Number one, they want to stay in their home. They don't want to sell it. Right. A senior, they want to be where they've been for years. And most of the time they say, I'm going to be in this house till they take me out feet first. Mm-hmm. And this allows that to happen. Whether you're a couple, or if one passes, the other one can stay in the home. And up till you're 150 years old, I doubt any of us are going to live that long. I know certainly I'm not.
I mean, and the other part too, which of course we always have to mention, nobody gets your equity. You know, they're not going on title with you. They just have a lien, just like a normal mortgage. So if you've heard stuff about them controlling your house or them getting part of your equity, no, that's all totally... What, 30 plus year old information?
Yes, and
that's
I get totally that. Outdated. I get that every day. Oh, I'd love to do this because it looks great. I need the money, but I want to leave the house to my heirs, my children. Okay, you can. What makes you think you can't? Because I heard the bank is going to own the house. Once I do this, I have no control. The bank owns the house. That's just so far from the truth. But I have to sit and explain it. And then they go, wow, I had no idea that this was what it was like.
I mean, what types of cases or things that you're seeing out there? I mean, I know lots of times it's always about a lot of them's for healthcare issues, and then a lot of it's just to get rid of the mortgage. It's probably the top two, right?
Yes, those are. Lately, I've been doing a lot that don't even have a mortgage on the property. But one spouse gets sick, they want in-home care rather than going somewhere. Right. And they're using the money, they can access that money to use to pay somebody to come in for in-home care. And that I've had a lot in the last couple of months that don't owe anything on their homes, but they've got so much equity.
You know, but the really critical part of that is they're together still. They're
That's right.
in their surroundings they like. They're not in some nursing home facility. They're, you know, who knows what kind of care they're going to get. And it's not costing them anything.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, it's costing them some equity, but you can't take that with you.
No. And it's funny because lately, too, I've been noticing a lot of times, mostly the children will say, the grown children, of course, because I always ask when in the beginning, do you want your family involved or do you not? Very seldom do I have someone say, no, I don't want them. This is my house and I'm going to do what I want. Most of them want the family involved. And mostly the children say, this is my parents. They've worked for this. I want them to do what's going to make them comfortable. So we're all on the same page and they're happy with it. They're going to get whatever when it's all said and done and both parents are gone, it goes to them and they pay off what they've used plus the interest and they get the rest. So it's still going to the heirs. Now, in some areas, lucky here in this area, but in some areas, if there's a decline, if the property declines in value and they end up owing more than the property is worth, let's say they lived to be 105 and they've used lots of money, and all of a sudden the property is in a declining market and they owe more, then they just walk away. There's built into
no liability
for the borrower or the heirs.
But if you had a regular mortgage,
absolutely, absolutely.
You might have to pay off a house that's not worth anything. And of course, we saw that in 2008.
Yes.
So again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman with Heckman Financial. And talking with Marilyn Brown Ross about reverse mortgages. If you want to find a link to her email or just more information about us, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. It's wealthcreatorradio.com. Or you can give us a call at 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Yeah, and I see that more and more, that people just, you know, they wait. They say, oh, I'll travel later because I'm worried about money, or I think money's going to run out. And I guess what happens when you wait till you're later?
You can't travel.
You can't travel because all of a sudden, you know, this ailment comes up or this comes up.
Right.
And then you just can't do it. I mean, I had a client speaking in Sunnyvale. Her mom lived in Sunnyvale, and you know, her and her sister kept bugging her to go do all these things. And she goes, well, no, I don't want to spend the money, you know, all this stuff. And then she ended up with Alzheimer's and never took those trips.
Aww.
Passed away and left them a $2.5 million, you know, it sold for $700,000 over asking. It was crazy.
Yeah.
$2.5 million house.
And never
enjoyed
it.
The mom was worried about leaving them enough money. I mean, that was just craziness. And it's like, go out there and do those things you want to do. But lots of times people don't, because they go, well, I only get so much Social Security. I only have so much of my IRAs, or, you know, maybe I didn't save up enough. And then you got what? $500,000, $1 million, $2 million sitting literally all surrounded by you,
right?
In your house. And you just don't want to turn that into money and turn that into fun and enjoyment. And my gosh, wasn't that the point of retirement?
Isn't that the point of life? I mean, yes, I never advocate to go spend it all. But enjoy your life while you can.
I mean, we're not saying Kardashian level.
No.
Doing, you know, jet streams and all that stuff.
No, but do things that are going to make you happy, because as the older I get, I realize we're here today and tomorrow may not come.
What is the phone number for them to get a hold of you and do that consultation? Which, and obviously this could be for you personally, or this could be maybe for your parents.
Absolutely.
Because lots of times, so again, what's your phone number then?
It's 408-722-0010. Again, it's 408-722-0010.
And you can also find a link for her at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Well, it's great having you here.
Great being here. Thanks so much.
Have you back next month. So
perfect.
We'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
So you're sitting on the couch watching TV, and then crash! That dead branch, it finally fell. But that wasn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You'd been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up an online visit or virtual meeting with the Heckman Financial and Insurance Services team. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches can come down during a storm. 800-224-2489. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we've been talking about America in a recession, and sounds like we are in one. Of course, this is a story that's been told before. We've been through this before. So, Eric, if someone listening just isn't sure that they're getting the right direction or the right guidance to help them with their income from all these potential risks that we always talk about, retirement risks, you know, market risks, like what we're experiencing now, or even the healthcare costs, taxes, inflation, all of that, what do you recommend that they do?
Yeah, well, I mean, right now, hopefully your financial advisor or someone on his staff has reached out and, you know, checked in on you and just made sure you're okay. If they haven't, they probably are not the right person for you. This is why you're paying them, is to help you through hard times. And yeah, this is the time more than ever that they should be really stepping up and helping you out. And, you know, one of the hardest things to ever do is get a second opinion, and you can't get a second opinion from the person who gave you the first one. So one of the things that you might want to do is say, okay, maybe I should have this checked out. Maybe I should have this reviewed. I mean, this is not the time to say, just hang in there. Everything will be fine. If you're within 5 or 10 years of retirement, no. And especially if you're retired, you need to be taking action. If you're in your 30s or 40s or even 20s, then you probably don't need to be taking as much action. But there's still some things that you might want to be looking at doing, like Roth conversions, even putting your new money into more higher risk, because long term, we know that'll work out if you're younger and you've got, 10, 20, 30 years to go. Again, if you're close to retiring, you need to be taking some action right now. You need to be protecting some money, making sure you have some money there. A lot of the products that are really great are starting to go away with these low interest rates. So, this is the super big time to be taking action. We saw this happen in 08, 09, where a lot of great products were gone for lifetime income. So there is still some options out there. But again, if you wait too long and wait for everything to come back up, you may miss out on some of these options. And so, and again, with our process, with Worry Less Wealth and creating that blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, we go over that income, that investment plan, the taxes, what tax items and what tax things should you be doing to make really some lemonade out of the lemons that we've gotten recently here. And then, look at healthcare legacy. And that's the 5 areas of the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. We'll set this up, and then it's up to you if you want to take action or not. All you have to do is you just text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can go online to wealthcreatorradio.com, and just you can actually set up the appointment right then and there. That's all for this week's show. Of course, you can always listen to podcasts online or have a Google or Alexa play it for you. And all you have to do is ask them for Wealth Creator Radio. But again, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.